Wave Radio.
Hello, this is Victoria Barella. We are in the Kramer booth, Rave Publications, and we are booth C6825. I'm here with my host, co-host.
I'm going to say co-host because I feel like you're doing all the work and I'm just making random accusations about life. And none of it's true, so I'm here. My name's Johnny Mota. I'm excited to be here with...
Simon Dudley of Accession Events.
Hey, Simon, thanks for being with us. As random as it was just to see you, it is awesome and exciting to be here with you.
It is, actually. Only now have I realized that you're Thursday tall.
Yeah.
It's been a very strange morning already.
For people who can't see me, and if you've ever been to Trade Show, that would make sense. Normally that just translates to three apples high in a Smurf relationship. I'm running out of brain power here.
So just to confirm, you're in a Smurf relationship. Is that illegal? Is that legal?
In California, currently, yeah. I mean, I think that's how that works.
Fair enough.
Now, tell us what's going on. What brought you to the show?
Infocom brought me to the show.
Okay.
I did Future Trends for them last year and was a speaker about Future Trends. And this year, for some reason, they decided that they wanted me back.
Oh,
and it was actually. It was a very nice piece of work. What happened was they got me to do a 45-minute bit at the beginning of Future Trends, where I basically turned around to the world and said, "Eat your broccoli, right? You know, have business models that actually work. Supply products to customers that solve business problems." And everyone looked at me, went, "Oh, that looks really boring." And then everyone else during the day showed off all the latest and flashiest technology and basically said, "It doesn't matter if anyone wants it or not. Look how cool it is." Which was fun, but it was a bit like telling everyone to go and eat chocolate cake immediately after I said, "You need more broccoli in your life."
I mean, that's got to be tough, but I don't know if I want to be the same in the group of everyone else. Like, "Hey, look at this new fancy, shiny box with buttons and lights." It just sounds boring.
Yeah, I wrote about this last year, actually. I wrote a piece on LinkedIn. I called it "Facted to Death at Infocom 2015. And you go to booths, and people would show you a box, and they go, "Look, there's a button on this." And if you weren't convinced at that point, they'd show you another button. And then if you really weren't convinced, then there'd be a connector that they'd show you. And it would go on and on and on. And I said that it was like being machine gunned in the face. And with facts, it just bang, 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 bang. Here's more facts. Why don't you understand? Here's another fact for you. And, I will go with interesting, and I'm using parentheses, very useful on the radio.
Yeah.
Interesting as that wasn't, what we needed was more narrative, more stories, more why should I care? And, you know, is Infocom 16 better? Well, yes, it's in Vegas, not Florida, so obviously it's better already.
Yeah.
I think we'd all go with that.
Simon gets it.
But the stories are still lacking, which is interesting because my job as a consultant is to help people write better stories. So there's lots of people who need my help. Unfortunately, some of them are so deep in the "here's another button" scenario, they don't quite understand it. But that's why I'm here,
okay, to
convince them otherwise.
So for people who aren't here and running into you at random or saying, "Hey, Simon, oh, I got to go by," how do people connect with you to tell those better stories? Where can we learn more about Simon Dudley and Accession Events?
Well, accessionevents.com, of course, is the primary location. I also create and get involved in a podcast called the Accession Events Podcast. I'm nothing if not consistent. And you go to iTunes and Google Chat and, you know, Google Play and all that, those places, Stitcher and stuff, and you can find it. And I interview senior business people in all sorts of different industries and get them to talk about what actually matters, you know, like business process, actually having a business plan that makes certain that you're actually in business in 12 months from now. Crazy as that sounds, that actually seems to be something that a lot of people aren't interested in. They're interested in the new shiny item. And when you look that 15% of resellers on a global basis go bankrupt every year, then you'd think it's something that people would like to try and fix.
Yeah.
And manufacturers just do not know how to communicate their story through resellers to their clients. It's kind of crazy.
That's a very good point. I didn't even realize that. But you're here to almost maybe successfully change the way that Infocom kind of brings that up, and that not just to, you know, machine gun you with a bunch of facts and products and kind of tell a background story or some kind of engaging, you know.
Most companies here have one of those three word, you know, it's like X company and it's something.
Word one, word two, word three.
Yes, go. Sunny, uplands, Christmas or something. You know, they're all running out of words to use. And I'm looking around actually as we speak and realizing there's loads of these things. None of them make any sense. I think they just came out of a fairly low-level AI that just said, oh, these three words sound interesting.
Scrabble box or whatever.
But what they really should have, they should all actually, almost every company here should actually, if they were honest with themselves or honest with their clients, should write, X company, you work it out. And there's just a big pile of stuff and more boxes with buttons on, and you should go and, you know, work out how to do that, because we're really clever when we invented this, and if you're not bright enough to understand why it's important, then you really shouldn't be using our product anyway. And I don't see that as a very sensible idea.
So strategic planning, business models that work, making businesses better, I feel like that there is a newly scripted book in the world that has just been written.
Yes, there is, in fact. Well done, I'd actually forgotten, which is disturbing because I got a copy of it in the bag for you. Yeah, last year I wrote a book called The End of Certainty. And in the book, I've lived in the IT industry for 30 years. I started at the age of 4. And what I noticed was that there were a set of success criteria that everybody used in the market, and everyone said, this is the way the market will go.
Okay.
And it was always true until someone came along and redefined what success in a market was. So a perfect example would be, if you're old enough to remember, and I'm looking at my co-host going, no, you're not.
We're not. You can't see us, but we're not.
You're not. WordPerfect was the answer, right? It was the best word processor ever made, and then Microsoft Word came out, and it wasn't a better word processor. If you were a professional typist, you actually had to use a mouse, and no professional typist wanted to use a mouse. But then all the typists went away, and all managers went along and stabbed at keyboards for the next 10 years as they taught themselves to type. So Microsoft redefined the market. Apple redefined what a phone was, right? Everyone thought that a Nokia was going to be the best phone in the world, right until the point where Apple went, no, you don't want a phone anymore. And this happens all the time throughout history, from longbows to wooden wheels to WordPerfect to 1,000 other things. And it's interesting to me that people see these things happen all the time and completely fail to notice that they're happening around them. The IT industry and AV is right in the middle of what I call an accession event, hence back to the name of the company and the website and the, you know, all the other stuff.
Well, being that we are in Vegas, I feel like I should give some sort of advice. I've said it before, and it's day three, and it feels the same to be true, is that this, Simon, that you can't fight destiny, because if you fight destiny, then you're going to have to fight the bouncer and the rest of the strippers, too. That's how that works.
That's fair. I really hadn't considered that.
Keep it in mind. We are in Vegas.
That's fair enough. I think that this industry is right in the process of changing. I mean, you look at the way... I talked about this on Tuesday at the Future Trends event. I put a picture of an octopus on this massive monitor, or massive 40-foot display, and it was magnificent, and it was 4K and 444 color, whatever that means, right? Another box full of tricks. But anyway, I showed this octopus, and I said, you know what's so amazing about this octopus? That no octopus lives more than 5 years. They have very short life expectancies. And what's interesting about that is that the lifespan of an octopus is double that of the average salesperson in the IT AV industry. The life expectancy is 2 years. Now, if you sell big, expensive, single $100,000 solutions, and you could do that for a year, you could make both your company and yourself a lot of money. But now we're moving to a cloud world, and customers aren't buying $100,000 solutions, they're buying $100 a week solutions, then the salesperson has to be involved forever, or maybe not involved at all, it depends on your model. And that fundamentally changes the way that people go to market, and the way that customers consume technology. And not many people, not enough people, are prepared for that change.
So, as you said, that we are young individuals, and you can't, again, they can't see us, but for me at least, I do look young, but it turns out I'm actually 76. You couldn't tell it, but yeah, it's not about me. It is about the younger community. I am sitting with a millennial/Gen Xer. We call her jokingly a millennial. Sorry, that's me. I'm, holy crap. Millennial Z, she's on the cusp of both. For the younger AV professionals or the people getting into the industry,
coming, we need advice.
You need advice. What can we expect? What can you tell us?
It's a good question. I talked about this the other day, but I would argue that the line between sales and marketing and pre and post sale support is now blurring to the point of irrelevance. I would say that if you're an AV person in a channel, then the ability to stitch multiple technologies together is more important than being a specialist in one technology, because that technology may go away, or that one manufacturer may go away. So, and of course, the manufacturer's people will always be better than the people in the field who work for resellers at the specific. So where the really interesting stuff happens, and this is true in science, by the way, as well, is that the generalist, the person who knows enough about two or three or five disparate technologies and can stitch them together into something new, that's where the money and the interesting work is.
These are great pieces of advice that we're getting today. I like day three. That was a good piece of advice. Thank you so much.
It's been the best advice, if we're all to be honest here. Yeah. Day three. Best advice, Simon Dudley, Accession Advance. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Victoria. It's been fun.
Yeah. Everyone, this has been a Trade Show Minute on Rave Pubs Radio.